Mike Sparks, a little update on the craft program. One, you are now planning for craft to be operated as a direct support organization of FDEX?
Quite honestly, time is of the essence for the craft program. The National Academy of Science recommended major field trials, funders, resources, whether it's state or federal dollars, were highly supportive of field trials and demonstrates what's work. So it behooved us, and Florida Citrus Mutual stepped up. We approached Commissioner Nikki Fried, and she was receptive. We're excited. We think we can get a DSO established by June 30th that will be exclusively for the implementation of the CRAFT program. This certainly doesn't replace CRDF. It doesn't replace any of the research activities that's going on. This is to launch the CRAFT and demonstrate to growers and researchers what works in the state of Florida and how we can be successful in growing a crop as we continue the battle against HLB.
Kristen Carlson is going to be the interim project coordinator or manager, correct?
You're right. This is a heavy lift. So we have contracted with Kristen as well as Tamara Wood. So that team and myself, I'm still actively involved, but Kristen's the interim manager. Her expertise is critical in the development of a foundation. And the team with Kristen and Tamara have submitted an application for MAC, and we're very excited of getting the CRAFT program launched this season.
And I think your timeline was hopefully get grower applications by September?
Yes. In fact, growers that are interested in the project at the kickoff today at the conference, this is where we went public with a little bit of the details. So any growers that are interested in participation, it's not too early to get their name on board, get updates from Kristen or Tamara or myself. Because it's a big project and a lot of activity is going to happen in the next 12 months.
What interest have you heard from growers so far?
You know what? It is so good to hear that growers are keenly interested. Many look forward to participating now. I think it's just what we need in the state of Florida. Take your best research technologies, your best rootstocks, get that grower ingenuity and get it in the ground. And by the way, the incentive for the grower is a cost share project. We're still shooting to reimburse the grower 50% of his cost to plant and grow that crop. We have a lot of interest. I can't wait to September where we can start signing growers up for the program.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.